Revelation chapter 15. As we look at Revelation chapter 15, 16, 17, and 18, we're looking at the cup of wickedness, the cup of sin and iniquity and perversion and evil being filled up. And if you have not looked at the transcript or heard the real audio of the Holy Bible, America, the message is clear. Mystery Babylon today is America. Babylon simply means confusion, can mean tyranny and confusion. But there is a confusion in government, a confusion in economics, and confusion and tyranny in religion. But when it comes to the confusion in governments, with the UN beast system being headquartered in New York, and the World Trade Organization and International Monetary Fund coming out of America, we know that America is Babylon. And if you haven't listened to that message, I encourage you to do so, or you can read the transcript. Revelation 15, "And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest." We see these seven angels prepared in heaven, prepared to finish the destruction of the Antichrist Luciferian world system. We see the fullness of the cup of Babylon's sins being filled up. And we find that when Babylon's cup of iniquity is full, the divine wrath will come down to destroy it. And we as believers stand in this world in times of trouble. Yes, these are perilous times, times of great tribulation, and yet times of great glory, great opportunity to bring in souls into the kingdom, great opportunity to give glory to God. And it's like we're standing on a sea of glass mingled with fire, snares of the devil in every direction, fiery darts of the wicked one coming from all directions. But we look forward to final deliverance. We can look beyond the darkness and see that our destiny is sure. We proclaim the mercies of God, the righteousness of God, the holiness of God, the goodness of God in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. We will give him praise, even if it is a sacrifice of praise, as we stand upon this sea mingled with fire. There's no doubt in our minds about the greatness of the Lord God Almighty. He's the Creator and the Redeemer of all worlds. Emmanuel, God with us, the King of saints. Glory to God, what a King. We need to keep looking at that cross and understand that it's God on that cross who laid down his Godhood that he might pay the price that we couldn't pay for our sins. Yes, we must identify our sins as a reason that God had to demonstrate that kind of love and mercy to redeem us. And we should be thinking about God's wrath. The ultimate expression of the wrath of God is hell, the eternal lake of fire, which was created for the devil and his angels, but is now being enlarged because people are bent on following Satan to destruction. "And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, Go your way, pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth." Do you see, again, this silence in heaven for about the space of a half an hour? You can see how the time frame and perspective regarding time in Revelation, the book of Revelation, is not necessarily chronological or in a straight linear time sequence. And again, if you understand that key, that the fifth seal, the fifth trumpet, and the fifth vial, those three happen coincidentally. The judgments that God executes upon the Antichrist and his followers must happen as he fulfills the prophecies and promises of his word. We need to understand that whatever is written is the burden of the Lord. Whatever is written is the more sure word of prophecy. God cannot lie, and whatever is written is going to come to pass. And we can look at the prophecies in the Bible as simple history in advance with absolute faith because we know that God said so. And we see these angels prepared for their work, and the way they're dressed represents holiness and righteousness and excellence regarding these dealings with men. And they are ministers of divine justice and do everything in a pure and holy manner. And they are armed with the wrath of God against his enemy. Even the most average creature, when armed with the anger of God, will be too hard for any man in the world. Brethren, it is sad, but as we see these waves of judgment come in, instead of repenting, most will curse God. But it's up to us to stand as these waves of judgment come in and proclaim God is righteous, God is good, God is holy and merciful, and to proclaim his love and mercy in the midst of these waves of judgment. It's sad how the vast majority, instead of repenting, as these judgments come in as waves, instead of repenting, will blaspheme God. Antichrist could not be destroyed without a great shock to all the world, and even the people of God would be in trouble and confusion while the great work was in process. The greatest deliverance of the church comes about by awesome and astonishing acts of God. And in the midst of these judgments, even many lukewarm or fallen away Christians may be purified. And we need to be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks the reason of the hope that is in us. And that's why it is so wise for us to spend time studying the gospel, studying the gospel in particular, so that we might be able to articulate that gospel and straighten out the errors that many people have received regarding the true gospel and the real Lord Jesus Christ. Anything that is against Scripture, anything that is against Scripture, is going to be taken away, purged away, and purified. The church is going to be a pure, united, holy church. It may not be large, but it will be glorious in his power and for his glory. Revelation chapter 16. Before we get into this, I want you to recall what Zechariah said regarding how that the remnant is defined. Zechariah 8:6. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes, saith the Lord. The burden of the Lord is to fulfill his word. Regardless, it's about him and the fulfillment of his word. And brethren, we are to pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So regardless of what's happening, our job is to stand and proclaim his goodness, his righteousness, and his mercy. Hallelujah. Revelation 16, and I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another angel out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake. Now, for those who think that Babylon is Iraq, let's ask a few questions about Iraq. And then we'll go on to Revelation 17. Is Baghdad the economic center of the world, or is New York Wall Street? Does Iraq have deep water ports for merchant sailors to bewail it from? Does Iraq have the largest idol in the whole world crafted by mystery religion, secret society, Freemasons in its harbor? Did Iraq initiate the United Nations? Is Iraq the world's policeman? Is Iraq known for its cattle and goods and fine merchandise and delicacies and pharmaceuticals, also known as sorceries? Is Iraq at rest and dwelling carelessly? Does Iraq have a people gathered from all nations in it? Was there a World Trade Center reduced to ashes in Baghdad? Things are going to happen quickly and fast, and we need to be aware of what's happening, because this day is going to come upon the world like a thief. But these things are written for our admonition, that we would take heed and know as these things are unfolding. I would not have you be ignorant that that day should overtake you as a thief, brethren. We are to know these things. We are to be aware of them. Revelation 17. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Hallelujah. And again, on the crest of Prince Charles, you find 7 crowns and 10 heraldic beasts or 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns. Now truly, America is Babylon. America is Mystery Babylon, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. The perversion and corruption of Christianity in America, is astonishing how quickly the great falling away from the faith has happened. And most people don't even know that it's happened, and it's very sad. But America today is Babylon. And of course, Babylon stands for confusion, and there's great confusion in the world of religion, and all of this confusion now is headed by the Antichrist, false prophet, Pope. He's not the Antichrist, he's the false prophet of the Antichrist, and the Pope rules over all apostate religions in the world. All religions come under his umbrella, or they are not authentically human. His umbrella of tolerance in religion, the confusion of religion underneath the Pope, the false prophet, is tolerance, where everything is going to be tolerated except real Christians, those who keep the commandments and have the testimony of Jesus Christ, and Jews. The Catholic Church, the whore, the mother whore church, has always hated the Jews, always persecuted the Jews. We see this rising world tide of anti-Semitism. Understand this one thing. It is an oxymoron for anyone to claim to be a Christian and hate Jews. You shouldn't hate anyone if you're a Christian, but especially not Jews. You must identify with the Jews if you're a Christian. Now in Revelation 17, verses 8, 9, and 10, and 11, we get a riddle about the Antichrist, and to my knowledge, it was never solved before 1993. The Lord gave me this in 1993, and it's very, very simple to understand this riddle and how it applies to the Antichrist. And this is one of the ways that we know that we are in the last days. Revelation 17:8. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. Here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are the seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. There are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was, and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. All right, this is about the Antichrist beast. And the beast that was, and is not, and yet is the Holy Roman Empire. And out of this Holy Roman Empire, and there was nothing holy about it, comes the Antichrist beast. And this gives details about the Antichrist beast. If you remember, the information in Revelation 13 told us the 666 number is the number of a man, a Charles. If you go to any encyclopedia and look at the emperors of the Holy Roman Empire, you'll find that there have been five of them. Five are fallen. All of them are dead now. One is, that's Prince Charles, and he comes out of the Habsburg line. The last one was Charles the Seventh. He is of the seven. Whether he's ever crowned king or not, he is the eighth. No one else could be the eighth. And he goes into perdition. You see, he is the one who is, and he's also the one who has not yet come. You see, we know he's going to receive an apparently mortal head wound, and Satan will counterfeit his greatest lying wonder of all in trying to counterfeit the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he is the one that is. When he's killed, he won't be, and when he's resurrected, he will be again. So he is both the one who is and the one who has not yet come. And the riddle is about the Antichrist, the person of the Antichrist. Prince Charles of Wales fits this riddle. No other person on earth could fit this riddle the way Prince Charles fits these verses in Revelation 17, 8 through 11. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful, And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are people, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God has put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree to give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Brethren, this is America. If you don't see it clearly, I encourage you to listen to the message. The Holy Bible, America, the message. America is Babylon. It should be very obvious and apparent to you. Revelation chapter 18. This is the judgment of Babylon the city. New York City, the economic center of confusion in economics for the entire world. And also the government confusion. UN peacekeeping forces have a war for peace. United Nations is confusion in government. Chapter 18, after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, in the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more, the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and of iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in one hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. So, if America is Babylon, what are we to do? Well, Billy Graham will tell you that there comes a time when we must fight for peace. Yeah, that's an actual quote from Billy Graham. There comes a time when we must fight for peace. UN peacekeeping forces. Islam is expanding with their holy war, so we need a Christian holy war? Oh, brethren, this is so sad. And we don't want to offend the Muslims at our ecumenical prayer gatherings by mentioning the Lord Jesus Christ. Should we invite the Muslims to pray in the White House during Ramadan? We now teach Islam in California public schools and make homeschooling illegal. We bomb the Christians in Kosovo for the Muslims. And it's permissible to have Satanist clubs, but not Bible study clubs in American public high schools. Does anyone else see what's wrong with these things? Neither Jesus nor his apostles ever called believers to do such a thing. This is the way that Antichrist nations resolve their differences. God may allow it. But to say that God will bless it is ignorance gone to seed. Show me where in the King James Version Holy Bible these things may be found. So what are we to do? Repent ourselves. And then, after we have repented ourselves, call others to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ and His return. Yes, He is coming. He is coming on our watch. Yes, everybody says they believe the Lord is coming back soon. And everybody says amen to that. Yet, very few know that Jesus and every verse of Scripture in context says that Jesus comes immediately after the tribulation. They do not want Jesus coming back on their watch unless there's a rapture before any tribulation for the super-duper saints. To these heartless, no-suffering-for-me, lukewarm, 501c3 churches, the real Lord Jesus Christ says, I will spew thee out of my mouth, Revelation 3:16. Please understand that these things are not said to condemn or load guilt on anyone. These things are said out of real love and compassion for all those who are trapped in this deception. I am one big sinner, but Jesus Christ died for sinners. It is a full-time job for me to deal with the beams in my own eyes, and this is not a moat hunt. Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2 is part of the King James Version Holy Bible. Brethren, repent is not a dirty or offensive word. Yet, you just try saying that one single word, repent, to any person in 501c3 churchdom today and see what happens. You better be ready to duck. And you better have Matthew 5, 11, and 12 memorized. Brethren, we do mourn. We are just heartsick over this Bush Christian holy war to bomb all those sinners to hell where they belong. I'm sick. And I know we all do mourn over the unrepentant preachers and the pillow prophet professional flatterers standing with him and leading the charge into harm's way and the destruction of America.